This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Open enrollment began this week on healthcare exchanges around the country. Health insurers have asked the federal government for permission to increase premiums, some by as much as 40%. And you might be paying more at the same time your current doctor or hospital may no longer be covered. That's the prospect facing many in Illinois. From Chicago, Nova Sappho has more.
Health insurers around the country have been reporting an unwelcome surprise. Many people who bought plans on healthcare exchanges have been sicker than expected. It's been no different in Illinois, says Barbara Otto. She heads the Chicago-based nonprofit Health and Disability Advocates.
You're seeing the health plan sort of take on more risk than they actually anticipated.
And that means more cost. Otto says most new patients in Illinois subscribe to one particular plan by one particular insurer.
Hands down, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois has the largest market share.
The insurer's most popular plan was cheap with subsidies and included hundreds of hospitals. Great for patients, but Blue Cross says it was too costly. For 2016 enrollment, Blue Cross removed the plan from the exchange and is offering alternatives, each with a more narrow network of hospitals.
The phenomenon of narrow networks is not a Illinois or Chicago-based phenomenon.
Larry Van Horn researches healthcare economics at Vanderbilt University. He says that's because insurers are trying to control rising healthcare costs.
To negotiate better rates, they've got to be able to focus more patients into a particular facility such that they have more bargaining power at the negotiation table.
Van Horn says that means lower costs for insurers and lower premiums. But he says it comes at the expense of provider choice and means insurers often leave expensive research hospitals out of their networks. Robert Wachter is a physician and interim chair of the Department of Medicine at the University of California in San Francisco. He says this trend has been going on for a while, but it's accelerating.
I hear from patients that, well, I joined a plan and I didn't really read the fine print, and now I have something serious and I'd love to see one of your specialists. And I know now that I can't get there. Is there any way to kind of work around the system?
Wachter says most patients won't need the type of specialty care a major research hospital provides, but those that do might have fewer options under the current system. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.